Tony Blair's successor as British Prime Minister was, of course, Gordon Brown. It was a succession that was allegedly long overdue, according to a deal the two men supposedly struck early on. Blair and Brown were bonded together in a sort of dysfunctional way. Think of the partnership between Bill Clinton and Al Gore, only much closer and much more fraught. Now, Blair has gone on the record about Brown in his memoir. Here's more from the World's Alex Gallifant.
The Tony and Gordon show is over. Neither man is in government any longer, and so it might seem odd still to be thinking about the pair of them. But the nature of their relationship profoundly influenced Britain's course over the last decade and more, as this eager book buyer noted.
It's that astonishing way that everybody had that dream, you know, that wonderful dream. And I suppose it's that fascination with finding out what kind of went wrong.
The dream, for some, began in 1997. That year, the Labour Party won a landslide election victory. Tony Blair had shifted the party from the left to the centre-left and went on to deliver two subsequent wins at the polls. As the years went by, Brown, as Chancellor of the Exchequer, kind of like a super-powerful Treasury Secretary, fought to preserve more of the party's left-leaning policies. Their differences cleaved the Labour Party in two, Tony's people on one side, Gordon's on the other. The way Blair put it in an interview today, he almost made it sound as if they were a pair of feuding brothers.
The relationship with Gordon was very, very difficult. It was also very close. And even though towards the end, I think, frankly, it was hard going on, impossible, for a large part of the time we were in government, he was an immense source of strength. His contribution to the successes of the Labour government was clear.
In 2007, Blair stood down and Brown took over. And Blair's new Labour project more or less came to an end. Brown lost this year's election.
I always took the view that if we departed a millimetre from new Labour, we were going to be in trouble.
That's a long way of saying, told you so. Anyway, with Labour now out of power, the party is on the verge of choosing a new leader. And this is where the feud between Blair and Brown lives on.
We have a fight now between, is it left, is it right, is it new, is it Labour? Forget all that. Let's all be Labour, get behind the new leader.
So pleads former Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott. The Labour Party, he says, should simply focus on defeating Britain's new government.
Get out and start fighting.
The trouble is, the Blairites and Brownites are still fighting each other. In his book, Tony describes Gordon as a strange guy who had no instinct at the human gut level. He writes that Gordon was difficult, at times maddening. Tony acknowledges Gordon's enormous ability, ticking the boxes marked political calculation and analytical intelligence, but emotional intelligence? Tony gives him a big fat zero. Blair, according to the book, did consider firing Brown on more than one occasion. A former press advisor to Tony Blair, Lance Price, says Blair ultimately decided against it.
He took this judgment that, to use that famous old phrase, I'd better paraphrase it, better to have him inside the tent peeing out than outside the tent peeing in. I think part of the problem actually was that he was inside the tent but still peeing in.
Blair's memoir has freed his allies to come out of the shadows too. One Baroness Morgan, Tony Blair's former political secretary, said this about Gordon Brown today.
He did have a habit of not necessarily being around when some tough things were happening.
Yowza. Gordon Brown has yet to respond to all this, but here's the view from his hometown, where for some he's more Superman than politician.
Gordon Brown is a man of steel, and Tony Blair, before he handed over, actually stated publicly that Gordon Brown was the best man to take the job. So how can he be writing this? That's hypocrisy.
It's not the first time someone in Brown's camp has accused Tony Blair of hypocrisy. But then again, trading accusations is familiar territory for these two political brothers-in-arms. The Tony and Gordon show isn't over after all. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.